FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
A lot of news happening today, and we're kind of waiting on a lot of news to continue to happen here. Let's get to our guest, Kaylee McEnany, the RNC National Spokesperson. Kaylee, thanks for coming on the show. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Hey, Annie. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
So we have, is it official, the confirmation for William Barr? That's done? I don't know, like, the procedural stuff.
Yeah, the last I heard, which was about an hour and a half ago, they have the votes, so it's a done deal. I'm not sure the timing of that vote, but he will be our next Attorney General in America. Very lucky to have him, an even-handed, fair-minded individual with a great history, great track record, and, of course, unanimously confirmed by the Senate last time around for AG as well.
Yeah, there's just there was just one vote that's still not cast, and that was from Republican Richard M. Burr, and I'm Richard Burr from North Carolina, and he might just not be there. So it's 54 to 45 is the vote total right now. The same three Democrats that we talked about earlier were the yes votes. Rand Paul was the only no from the Republicans. Mm-hmm. So I Burr might not even be there. I think we can officially say. It's a done deal. Yes.
So
it's a done deal. And worth noting that he was unanimously confirmed last time.
Yeah.
More than a decade ago. And now you only have three Democrats, according to what you just shared with me. So that's remarkable.
Yeah. That's, you know, going into this, everything now is partisan. Every opportunity that somebody has to weigh in on something, it's a political statement. It's a partisan statement. You know, we hear earlier this week that the Senate Intelligence Committee on a bipartisan basis has said there's no evidence of collusion. They've done a thorough 2-year investigation, over 200 interviews. They haven't found anything. We haven't heard anything from anywhere else that there is any evidence. And then you have a new attorney general on the scene. What do you think we are looking to happen now that Barr will be in that position?
Well, I hope Andy Barr will take some time to look into the FBI, the upper echelons, Jim Comey, Andy McCabe, who engaged in so much wrongdoing while they led that bureau.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've looked into collusion. As you noted, the Senate came out and said nothing to see here. There's no evidence of this. The Mueller report likewise will turn up nothing. So at this point, perhaps it's time to turn our eyes to where we do know that there are a lot of hints that there was something nefarious going on when you're spying on Trump campaign officials during the 2016 election, peddling a fake dossier full of lies and using it as the basis for a FISA warrant. Andy McCabe, who we already know has committed perjury, and what else has he done? You know, it's important to look at this. There were a lot of firings at the FBI, and rightfully so. So I hope Andy Barr takes some time to look into that.
Yeah, let's listen to this clip here real quick from Andrew McCabe that will air on 60 Minutes.
I was speaking to the man who had just run for the presidency and won the election for the presidency, and who might have done so with the aid of the government of Russia, our most formidable adversary on the world stage. And that was something that troubled me greatly.
That sounds real ominous to somebody who doesn't know all of the surrounding context that led up to the moment where everyone thought that Russia was involved in something here. And when it gets presented tonight, I don't know how the entire interview is going to appear, but Andrew McCabe is trying to make a case for himself here. Like you said, he's perjured himself, or he's lied under oath before. What do we make of this chapter of this very long book where we find out that they were considering the 25th Amendment in this period of time?
Right. And of course, the wearing a wire story, whether that there was any truth to that, I know it's been denied by Rod Rosenstein. But regardless, you know, Andy McCabe here, he was the one who in Peter Strzok's text said, you know, let's devise a plan in Andy's office. And the Andy to which Peter Strzok was referring was Andy McCabe. So it's certainly, you know, that text message in concert with the clip you just played certainly seems like there was some insurance plan. There was some assumed wrongdoing. They you know, basically said, you know, collusion existed when it didn't. That's at least what that soundbite suggested to me. There was no evidence of it, but Andy McCabe had it embedded in his mind that he was going to lay out this case. And Andy McCabe, of course, embedded with the Clintons, heavily involved in the Democratic Party, his wife taking donations from Terry McAuliffe, a chief Clinton ally. They were hardcore Democrats, and it certainly seems like there was a takedown effort on the part of this president, or in the least, an insurance plan, as was written in Peter Strzok's text. This needs to be looked into, plain and simple.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting to hear how that all comes out. That interview on 60 Minutes will air Sunday, February 17th, and we'll hear what the rest that he had to say. I mean, certainly Andrew McCabe has an angle here, as is everything else in Washington, D.C. As usual, Adam Schiff leading all of these investigations, going to be sending out subpoenas like crazy. The Axios was reporting earlier this week that regardless of what comes out of the Mueller probe, if anything comes out of the Mueller probe, that the House is going to investigate basically everything that Donald Trump has ever touched in an effort to try to find something on this president. To me, this is an investigating a person, not a crime. I'm wondering how the president is going to push back and keep this from getting even more out of control.
Right. Well, the president's a fighter, and I just look at all that he's achieved. He's outpacing Reagan and implementing the conservative agenda. You know, every day there's something new he's done. Economically, we're booming on the world stage. We've never been stronger. There's so much he's doing, and all of that's been in the face of the Mueller investigation. You know, from the moment President Trump took office, or even before that, the FBI was investigating Russia, investigating him, and nothing has been turned up. But the president has managed to achieve, despite these onerous investigations playing out. And I know the Democrats think that, you know, they're going to try to get to him by, you know, looking into every crevice of his life. It's unfortunate they've chosen to take this route, but you're not going to stop this president. He's going to keep moving forward with his eye on making good things happen for the American people. So he can't be stopped. I know Nancy Pelosi will try.
We're speaking with Kayleigh McEnany, the national spokesperson for the RNC. We're waiting to see if we're going to avoid that government shutdown here with this bipartisan deal that has been reached that the president hasn't said, to my knowledge yet, that he isn't going to support. And, you know, a lot of people are trying to figure out who gets the win, who gets the loss. Are there wins to go around? Are there losses to go around? How is the president going to react to this deal? And how does he continue to move forward, knowing that $1.375 billion is far short from what he has said is needed?
Right. Well, as you mentioned, you know, the president, his team, they're pouring over this line by line. It's a lot to read. It's many pages, more than 1,000.
It's nice to hear they're going to read it before they do anything with it.
Exactly. That's a rare feat in Washington. But, yeah, you know, I think there is a victory for the president from the outset, whether he accepts this or not. And that victory is that you do have Democrats saying, we'll give $1.3 billion for the wall. Democrats admitting, hey, the wall's work. The wall's not immoral. Therefore, we're going to allocate more than $1 billion to it. So that's new. That's fresh. When Nancy Pelosi said just a short time ago she wouldn't give more than a dollar. So that aspect is good, that they have that admission on paper. But that might not be enough for the president. He may say, there are poison pills in here, I need more money. Or he may say, I'll accept this, move forward and get the rest of the funding another way, either by reallocating funds, declaring a national emergency, or whatever other means that his administration has found. So he's going to find a way to get to the wall, plain and simple. Whether this deal is a part of it, we will soon find out.
Yeah, well, we will be looking forward to seeing how the president reacts. Just a lot of things shifting around in D.C. right now. It almost, dare I say, feels like the winds are shifting a bit with having a new attorney general in there, having hopefully some sort of conclusion to the pending government shutdown in front of us, and knowing that from what I'm hearing from a lot of listeners, and we asked him, we pulled him on our Facebook page, if people trust the president, whether he signs it or doesn't. And it seems as though there's overwhelming support for this president knowing what's best for the country.
That, and you hit on the key point, Annie, and it's something I try to share as often as I can, is if we've learned anything, we can trust this president. You know, this is the president who gave us Neil Gorsuch. This is the president who gave us Brett Kavanaugh, got us out of the Paris Climate Accord, got us out of TPP, is going toe-to-toe with China on trade. He, every single point, he has kept his promise, and he'll continue to do so here. And I'm glad to hear that you're hearing from your listeners that they have that same kind of trust.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Kayleigh McEnany, national spokesperson for the RNC, very, very happy to be able to talk to you today. We appreciate your time.
Thanks so much, Annie. Have a good Valentine's Day.
Yes, you too as well. Happy Valentine's Day. On Twitter, @Kayleigh McEnany. Go follow her. Thank her for coming on the show.